There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, you! Quit standing there and come clean my locker already! You're destined to be a maid, just like your mom! Suddenly, a whole group of kids erupted into laughter, and I just froze. I glanced back, wondering how they knew my secret. But then I realized they were mocking some other girl. Phew, what a relief! This new school seemed intense, and when I walked into the classroom, three of my new classmates wouldn't stop staring at me. But I just ignored them. But at lunch, one of them came over to me and said,
"I guess your family is super rich, right?"
I didn't know what to say, so I just replied with, No, they're kinda normal. Why?" Then he raised his voice.
"How dare you try to sit here then? This is our table. Move!"
I immediately got up and ran to an empty seat on the corner table. That's when some kid told me that the three rich kids were Brent, Sophia, and Jasmine. He told me that the best way to stay out of trouble was to avoid them at all costs, because their parents basically funded the whole school, and so everyone had to respect them. But I couldn't avoid them, because the very next day, Sophia came running up to me and said, "Why do you keep your family a secret? Come on, spill!" I freaked out. Why did she suddenly ask me that? But then Jasmine appeared and said, "Girl, that bag you wore yesterday is totally sold out. How did you get your hands on one?" Oh, right. They were probably talking about my Insta post from yesterday. And so I said, "Oh, my dad bought it for me in Paris." Sophia's eyes went wide and she said, "OMG, your dad is so cool. Why are you wearing it today?" Shoot. They were going to catch me out. I had to think fast. My parents don't want me to show it off, so they said I can't bring it to school. Sophia and Jasmine burst out laughing and said my family sounded cool, but weird. If only they knew the truth. The bag wasn't even mine. It was just from a modeling job I did to make some extra pocket money. In fact, my parents were super poor. My mom worked as a maid, and my dad was a security guard. Obviously, I couldn't afford fancy designer bags, but the rich kids didn't need to know that, right? At lunch, I saw them walking towards my table, and Brent said,
"What do your parents do? Just tell us. We won't tell anyone."
I told them my dad was the CEO of a big fashion company, and my mom worked at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I wasn't proud of my lie, but the alternative was being treated like the girl I saw on my first day at this school. And I didn't want that at all. They all looked amazed, and Jasmine said,
"That makes sense why you're so pretty and smart."
Then Brent jumped in and said,
"But then why are you a scholarship kid, hmm?"
I just smiled and kept quiet. I couldn't think of a good lie, and didn't want to take this any further. I thought they would leave me alone after that, but they kept approaching me, and even started to ask me to join them at their rich kids' table. I couldn't say no. But when they asked me to hang out on weekends, I made up excuses. Not because I didn't want to join, but because there was no way on earth I could afford it. I didn't even dare to ask my parents, as they were working so hard to save up for my college tuition. I was so afraid of my lies catching up with me, so whenever I modeled for high-end stuff, I'd post a pic to my Insta. One time, I shared a photo of me wearing super expensive heels and captioned it, "Thanks, Dad. Love you." Sometimes, I even took it to the next level and edited travel photos so it looked like I'd spend the weekend in Paris. And one time, I even photoshopped me driving in a Lamborghini. It was a lot of effort, but it was better than being mocked for being poor, like what happened to me in my last school. I couldn't go through that again. One time, I decided to go shopping with them. And it was crazy to watch them buying everything in sight without even thinking about it. I couldn't even dream of a life like that. But when we got to the bag shop, Jasmine pointed to a fancy-looking bag and said she'd bought it yesterday. Then she asked me,
"You probably already have it, right?"
I just grinned and said, "Yep, my mom bought it for me last time she was in Milan." But then Jasmine said,
"Yay! Okay, cool. So let's both wear them on Monday. Everyone will be jealous."
That weekend, I felt sick. I had to buy that bag. I decided to raid my piggy bank, but when I got to the shop, I realized I only had 1/10 of the amount needed. I was so shocked. Who would spend that much on a bag? While I was standing there, a woman came in and bought it without hesitation. Why was it so easy for rich people? I decided to follow her just out of curiosity and saw her going to the restroom. I couldn't believe it. She just left her new bag by the sink and then went into the cubicle. I looked around and saw the coast was clear. So I quickly grabbed the bag and walked out of the restroom. I ignored the guilt about stealing it from her and headed home. All I could think about was what would happen if I walked up to school on Monday without the bag. But as soon as I reached my room, the regret was eating away at me. Would I go to jail if they find out? My parents would kill me. Well, Monday morning rolled around, and I proudly wore my new bag to school. Brent, Jasmine, and Sophia were so surprised and said I had the limited edition version, which was twice the price as the normal one. This made me feel even more guilty. But from the looks I got all day, it was worth it. Everyone saw me as one of the rich kids now. Soon it would be summer vacation, and Brent said he had a holiday house in Hawaii and suggested we all go for 1 week together. No way I could afford that. So I lied and said I had to go to Paris with my dad for an event. But then Jasmine said her parents were away, so we could have a party at her house instead that weekend. She suggested we dress up and said she couldn't wait to see my clothes I wore outside of school. Oh no, I was dreading this. Brent said he would pick me up at home and drive me there, but I told him to meet me at school instead, as my parents were so strict. Oh my gosh, all of this lying was making me feel exhausted. But no way could I let them see my dilapidated old house, especially as I'd lied and told them we lived in a villa with a pool and golf course. My lying was becoming a big problem. I mean, where would I get a dress from? I lay there worrying about it, and suddenly I heard my parents talking in their room. My mom was saying she'd finally saved enough to send me to college and asked my dad if he could deposit it in their bank tomorrow, as she had to work at some party. Then she said she'd been keeping it in her closet for safekeeping. I thought about it for a while. I mean, the money was for me anyways, right? So what harm would it do if I just took it now? The next morning, I snuck into their room and took all of the money and rushed out to the mall to buy a gorgeous purple dress and sparkly shoes. This was absolutely the life that I deserved. After that, I took an Uber to school, where Brent, Jasmine, and Sophia picked me up. I had like a million missed calls from my mom and dad, but I ignored it and turned my phone off. I just wanted to enjoy a full day living like a true rich kid. Brent drove us towards Hampton's Country Club, and I couldn't believe it. Jasmine's family owned this place. Wow! When we arrived, a valet came over, but Brent was so rude to him, he shouted at him and said,
"Listen, buddy, this car cost $4 million. If you even leave one tiny mark, you'll be paying for it for the rest of your life."
I turned around to see the valet's reaction. Then my jaw almost hit the floor. It was my dad! He saw me and looked surprised, but before he could say anything, we walked off. We hung out in the country club for a bit, then in the evening, we drove to Jasmine's house. Her place was insane! She had a tennis court, her own cinema, and don't even get me started on how many cars her family owned. We sat down to eat in the dining room, and I kid you not, there were four maids waiting to serve us. We each had our own one. I was too busy being shocked to notice my maid walking towards me, but then I heard a familiar voice.
"Sweetie, what are you doing here?"
"Mom?" I was horrified. The party she'd mentioned yesterday. This was the party! Oh no, this was a disaster. Jasmine looked surprised and said,
"Do you know her?"
So I said, "Oh, she used to be a maid at our house." My mom looked crushed and said,
"A maid? How could you say that?"
Then Jasmine got annoyed and said,
"Don't you dare speak to my guest like that! Get out of my sight!"
My mom ran off, almost in tears, and for the next little while, Brent and Sophia treated her terribly too. Brent even asked her to clean his shoes. My mom was being treated like this all because of me. I could see she was really upset, and she accidentally dropped some sauce on Jasmine's dress. And then Jasmine just lost it. She pushed my mom and screamed,
"Are you crazy? Do you know how much this dress cost?"
Well, that was it. I'd had enough. I ran over and helped her up. "Mom, are you okay?"
"Mom?"
Jasmine, Brent, and Sophia all shouted. So I said, "Yes, she is my mom. And how dare you treat her like that?" Tears were pouring down my cheeks, and I felt so humiliated. Needless to say, they kicked us out, and Jasmine even threw some $10 bills at us and said,
"Take it. Go back to your broken-down house. You're stinking up our air."
I couldn't stop crying. It was exactly how they treated that girl on my first day at school. I didn't have much choice but to tell my parents the truth. That I'd lied to everyone, stolen the bag, and even stolen their money just so I could pretend to be rich. I'd never been so ashamed in all my life, especially after everything my parents had done for me. It took some time, but they eventually forgave me, and we moved to a small town out in the countryside so I could start at a new school. I never wanted to see those rich kids again. Now, I'm working hard to finish school and save enough money for college, and I've realized that being rich didn't even make me happy. My family might be poor, but they're the nicest people I've ever met. And you can't buy that in any designer shop.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.